Indulge in all your holiday faves this season, knowing you're getting the good stuff your body craves with Kachava's all-in-one nutrition shake. It's your post-holiday recovery kit with 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. And it actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you can even savor the season and enjoy getting the nutrition you need. There are endless ways to personalize your Kachava, whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee. With every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to kachava.com and use code NEWS for 15% off. That's Kachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
A new batch of 68 photographs related to the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein has been made public by Democratic US lawmakers. These photos include Epstein with director Woody Allen and Bill Gates, Noam Chomsky and Trump advisor Steve Bannon, and Dave Smith, Washington Bureau chief with The Guardian, joins us now. David, these are not the Epstein files. These are a selection of photographs that have been put out there, I suppose, without context. What are we being told here with this drip feed?
Yeah, that's right. This has been a two-track process for a while. The Epstein files that we've heard so much about, part of the investigation held by the Justice Department, are expected on Friday. But in the meantime, Democrats in the House of Representatives have every so often been releasing these photos and videos and other documents that they've obtained under subpoena from the Epstein estate. And yeah, this latest batch includes a screenshot of a text conversation with someone saying, "I will send you girls now." Photos of a girl with quotations from the novel Lolita written on her body. And the Democrats say they're doing this in the interests of transparency. As soon as they get this material, they think it's important to put it out in the public. And of course, it may also be adding pressure on the Trump administration to release the actual files.
Yeah, they're being accused of cherry picking. Obviously, passports have been put out there, and you mentioned the Lolita quotes from the famous novel about a paedophile, but also things like pictures of prescriptions for urinary tract infections. I suppose there's implications coming from all of this, but I think arguing that this is to kind of give transparency would not be the case.
Well, the Democrats argue that they are siding with the victims in this, and it's not for them to make judgments on what should be held back and what should be put out. They're arguing that everything should be made public, even though, yes, it is frustrating sometimes, like in this latest batch, to have very little context.
Yes.
No captions.
No context, right. Really, is there. The implications from all of this, how are people receiving these images? What are the public saying in the States?
There's certainly some who say, they've been following this case for a while. They thought they'd seen everything and become immune to it, but actually it still has the potential to shock and appall them, particularly these references, and certainly it shines a spotlight on some of these celebrities who were associated with Jeffrey Epstein. But it feels just like a preamble, really, before the actual release of the files themselves, expected on Friday. That is where a lot of attention is focused among people following this case.
And lastly, David, do we expect any further fallout for major political figures? I mean, obviously Trump has appeared in many of these images, some unsavory images as well, boxes of condoms, etc. Do we expect there to be any strategic fallout from this within the kind of the political elite in the States?
It's possible. Certainly, you hear the view expressed that there will be a lot of prominent figures in America feeling nervous tonight ahead of the release of these files. We just don't know what's in them. There's a vast quantity of them. Apparently, Justice Department officials have been struggling to get all the redactions ready. There could be some mistakes in there. I think if some material is held back, that will just fuel the conspiracy theories about a cover-up. There might be something very damaging for Donald Trump, which would explain why he's resisted the release of the files for so long. Or there might not. And of course, other political figures such as former President Bill Clinton and others. But right now we're in a kind of holding pattern and we'll have to wait and see.
Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that. That is David Smith there, Washington Bureau Chief with The Guardian.
Next.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.
Indulge in all your holiday faves this season, knowing you're getting the good stuff your body craves with Kachava's all-in-one nutrition shake. It's your post-holiday recovery kit with 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. And it actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you can even savor the season and enjoy getting the nutrition you need. There are endless ways to personalize your cachava, whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee. With every 2 scoops of cachava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to kachava.com and use code NEWS for 15% off. That's kachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com and use code NEWS.